thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11am and 1pm. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You are listening to Squabblebox. We are here, we are live, and it is 11 o'clock. Yes, we're going to be with you until 1 o'clock today. My name is Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with the wonderful, the amazing, the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson. How are you doing, Maisie?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doing good?
Yeah.
It's Thursday. I'm looking forward to today because it means I can go home later today.
Oh, you just won't stop talking about it.
Oh, you'll be glad when I'm gone for a few days.
Yes, very.
Well, we are going to be with you till 1 o'clock. We're doing all about first world problems today, which is going to be really, really fun. But we've got lots to get into. We'll also be joined by two representatives from Fight Factory Wrestling UK just after 12 o'clock today. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. But Maisie, we've got a Can You Believe That to get into.
We do indeed.
And this week, Can You Believe That? Bake Off is back.
Yeah!
Did you enjoy Bake Off last night, Maisie?
I did.
Yes, so we are... So Bake Off is back. It was really, really fun, I thought.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and I did think that... Do you think that it's as good as last series was? Well, we've only seen one episode.
Exactly.
So learned everything about the characters yet?
No, not at all.
Characters.
Characters.
I think that's one of the great things, though, about the Bake Off, is that they are characters. Do you think so?
Well, I keep getting annoyed because I keep seeing this as sort of X is my favourite character in the Great British Bake Off. So like, they are real people.
Yeah.
It's not scripted.
Yeah, but you do get behind them as if they are characters.
I suppose that what they mean is sort of the character of the person.
Yeah.
Sort of rather than saying that they're a make-believe, completely fabricated person, which I don't think is what they meant. I think it maybe is. I don't know. Maybe it's just commonplace to refer to people as characters now. I don't know.
Well, you see them and you get used to them to the point where you are you're so used to their characteristics that you do sort of see them as characters on a television show.
Maybe.
So last night, we're not going to talk much about last night's because some people might not have seen last night's Bake Off, but it was Cake Week.
It was
last night.
Don't they normally start with bread?
I think bread week's normally week two. However, it's biscuit week next week.
They just keep shaking things up.
They keep shaking things up. And as we've seen, next week will be the highest gingerbread...
The tallest gingerbread sculptures ever seen.
Which is really, really fun to think about. But I enjoyed last night. Mm-hmm. I think that Cake Week's always one of those ones where you go... It's the traditional sort of thing when you think of baking. When someone says to me, "Oh, if you had to bake one thing, what would it be?" The first thing I'd think of is, "Yeah, I'll bake a cake."
Even though, really, you should be doing biscuits.
Why should I be doing biscuits?
Because biscuits are easy.
Are they?
I've
never made biscuits.
Biscuits are quite easy. Basic biscuits. Like, if you go all fancy and try and make, like, macaroons or something.
Yeah.
Not so easy.
Oh.
But, like, just, like, little disc biscuits or cookies, really easy to mix and bake. Because they only take, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the ones that they're making on the bake-off next week...
Oh, no, they're not easy.
No.
Well, this is the thing, because normally the first week is very easy.
Yes.
They give them the simple tasks, like make a drizzle cake, do the technical challenge, and then out of nowhere, they bring in mirror cakes.
Yeah.
Which are difficult. They are really complicated.
One of the things I found about last night as well, and that I find about every week on the bake-off is the technical challenges are actually very difficult, because if you've never made something before and they give you a basic outline of a step-by-step recipe.
They take out all of like the tips and the and like the basic stuff. They even take out the times.
Yeah. So
things.
Like last night, for people who haven't seen it yet, we won't spoil everything, but they were making Jaffa cakes.
Yes.
And they just go, make a jelly. And you go, but how am I supposed to make a jelly? I've never made a jelly, but I don't know what...
Well, they've all made a jelly, but never for a Jaffa cake. And then it was... The hilarity ensued.
Which way up is everyone, a Jaffa cake?
Because everyone knew what a Jaffa cake looked like, but for some reason couldn't replicate it.
Yeah. It's one of those. One of the great quotes from it was, "I've eaten Jaffa cakes, but I don't normally pay attention to what they look like before I eat them," and that's true. So, are you looking forward to the rest of this series?
Of course, I am.
It's going to be a great, great series.
I've already got my favourites picked out.
There's been a lot of people. Oh, who's your favourite so far?
Oh, I can't say.
Go on.
Because I don't want it to be wrong.
All right, fair enough. Then we'll leave
also,
that.
We only met them. There's only been one episode, so I can't remember everyone's name yet.
No, that's the same with me. We'll have to check in on the Bake Off in a few weeks' time.
Do you remember when I started watching Love Island and I couldn't remember anyone's names?
And then you watch the end of it, and you watch the end where they look back at the series and you go, I can't believe that happened. I don't remember that from 3 weeks ago. And
no, I didn't do that. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I was more like, why did I watch these people? They're actually... I'm not sure I'm a fan. I've changed my mind very quickly.
But Bake Off is always fun. It's that... It's great. It's what it's in the
title. Snoop Dogg approves.
It's great British. Mm. It's British television. Mary Berry, Paul Hollywood, making...
Mary Berry got very excited about the gin and tonic cake.
She's always excited about the gin and tonic cake. Any moist gin and tonic cake, Mary Berry is well up for.
She just always get... When people start baking using alcohol, she gets so excited.
No. So we're really excited. Are you excited for the bake-off? Have you been enjoying it? Get in touch. Let us know. Also send in, because we're doing about first world problems today. After the next break, we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about that to explain for people who don't know what a first world problem is. But we will be talking more about that as the show goes on. Get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
It's time for a bit of music now. Stay tuned to Siren FM. We'll be right back. 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You are listening to Squabblebox. Myself, Kai Valentine, and my lovely co-host, Miss Maisie Anderson, are going to be with you until 1 o'clock today. We are here for Squabblebox, and we are doing about hashtag first world problems today. Something a little bit different. Basically, Maisie, let's explain for people who don't know what the... Because it's a thing that's been said for many years, first world problems, as a saying. Then it became a Twitter hashtag, and it was used on Instagram and all those other social medias that I don't understand, and Tumblr.
Such an old man.
So, Tumblr. What's Tumblr, Maisie?
I don't have time to complain about Tumblr, trust me.
So explain what the term first world problems mean.
Well, the Urban Dictionary definition of first world problems.
Urban Dictionary, wow.
It's the go-to place. It's the go-to place. First world problems. Problems from living in wealthy, industrialised nations that other people would probably roll their eyes at.
Yes. So we're looking for those small problems that actually, when we look back at ourselves and go, I can't believe we're actually complaining about that sort of stuff. Mm. So if you have any first world problems that come to mind for you, get in touch. We've thought of a few ourselves, and we're hoping that you guys get in touch and share them with us right now. So we've got... Let's go into a few, Maisie.
Yeah.
The first one, one of the traditional ones that comes straight to mind for me that I think is one of the biggest first world problems is losing the television remote.
Yes.
Losing your television remote, and now you've got to go to the TV to go switch it on.
Well, to be fair, most TVs don't have a side dial anymore.
Do they not? Wow.
Well, think about it. Our TV doesn't. You can't change the channel on our TV unless you have the remote.
I believe there is a side on our television.
I've never needed it because I haven't lost the remote.
Exactly. Now, that is the definition of a first world problem.
Have you ever accidentally taken the remote into another room? I have genuinely, when I'm at home with my parents, I've been finished with the telly and then taken the remote control upstairs to my bedroom to go to bed.
I've done that a few times, actually. And then I haven't done that at our house, because that would be a bit awkward, going to bed, one of us going to bed.
I did it at our old house.
You did, actually.
I kept taking it everywhere.
I remember waking up one morning looking for the remote for ages, and you going, oh, it's in my room.
No. It was, I came downstairs and asked, are you looking for the remote? Which you weren't at the time, and I went, I think I have it. And he went, no, it's right there.
Oh, yeah.
Because the worst part was I couldn't remember bringing it back down.
Yeah.
But I must have.
And the other... You actually have something to solve this issue, though, if you lose your... If we lose the television remote, and that is that your phone has an app where you can... Because Android are the only ones that have got this. Apple haven't.
I can turn my phone into a TV remote.
Which is really, really cool and really, really easy to use, because it means that if you can't find the TV remote, you just open an app on your phone and you can change the channels.
The only issue with that is that I was trying to keep that secret because I want to trick my mum and dad at Christmas.
Oh!
Because we have glass on our living room door, so I could just sit on the stairs and change the channel. But you've ruined it now.
Oh, well, they'll probably have forgotten by then.
To be fair, I'd forgotten because I was home recently and didn't think to do it.
Yeah, I unfortunately can't get it on my phone. I might be able to get it on my phone, actually.
If you got a new phone.
Yeah, maybe if I got a new phone, I might be able to do it. So, Maisie, what's a first world problem that comes to mind for you, the first sort of one that came to mind?
I've told you this story a few times.
I think
you know
what
the
you
one, but I haven't told it on Squabblebox, and that is my aunt is the number one person for first world problems, and she admits herself that these are first world problems.
Yes.
The first one that she ever did was she genuinely turned around to my family and went, "It's so annoying when no one wants to buy your second home." And then another time was, it was my grandma's birthday, so we were all round at her house, and she'd lost her doorstop, so she had to use a bottle of champagne.
You have to use a bottle of champagne for a doorstop.
Yep, there's photographic evidence.
I think that's the extreme of first world problems, is that one, isn't it, Mercy? Another one that I have, and it links back to our house again, and that is that the internet is so slow, and I find this... at my mum's as well, because she has a limited amount of internet, so it's not unlimited, which means that when I go there, I have to... put up with the fact that the internet doesn't have a unlimited thing on it, so I can't watch videos, and I can only scroll through the entire of the internet except for watching videos.
Yeah, well, there is one that I looked at a minute ago that's similar to that, which is my house is too big, the Wi-Fi doesn't reach every room. Which, to be fair, I've genuinely complained about in my mum and dad's house.
I used to find that problem when, and that links to another one that I've got on my list, because when I used to go to our flatmate, Becky, before we moved into her, when I used to go to her house, her internet didn't reach to her bathroom. So I'd be there.
Really?
Yeah, so I'd be there.
Really?
Doing business in the bathroom, and I wouldn't be able to go on the internet, and I'd be sat there with my iPad, which has lots of applications that are already downloaded on. I've got videos downloaded on there, I've got music downloaded on there, but no, I cannot scroll the internet, so that renders my iPad useless.
See, now my Chromebook,
yes,
because I'm one of those people, I genuinely can't log on to it if it's not got an internet connection.
No.
No, I didn't know this until the internet went down.
Oh, why?
I don't know. It just doesn't... Because it has to... Pretty much everything it does has to be connected to the internet.
Oh, really? So you can't, like, get Word or a document-based thing?
No, because it runs on Google Docs.
But surely you must be able to do something on... Like, really?
If I'm already logged on and the internet cuts out, it's fine. But if I load it up and there's no internet, it won't let me log in.
That seems a little...
It's a strange device, but I've never had the problem of not being anywhere with internet.
Yeah, that's the thing about the world that we live in right now. And earlier this week, the internet turned 25 years old, so this
it
all
did.
Links.
You finally got to mention it.
Yes, but we do sit there and we go, actually, we're living in a world where if we didn't have the internet, do you think that things would... I think if we got rid of the internet now, the world as we know it would never be able to survive. We'd have to make drastic changes to how we live.
We would survive, don't worry. We'd
survive.
No,
but what I'm saying, though, is we couldn't... We'd have to make drastic changes.
Yeah, we couldn't carry on the way we are.
We couldn't carry on the way we are, because...
No.
I know that just organising these shows needs a lot of internet connection. I don't know how you feel about that.
To be fair, I'm quite happy to not have the internet all the time.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed recently, because it's the summer before our third year, so I have to do a little bit of research before I actually start writing my dissertation. So I started doing research over the summer, and I've only just got round to it, mainly because I've had too many distractions with the internet.
But do you think you'd have actually got round to it earlier if it wasn't for the internet? Or do you think you'd have just sat
have.
Around going, oh, I'm bored,
because,
and complaining
no,
about the
now
no
I've,
internet?
Now I've started it.
Yes.
Now that I've told myself no internet until you've read a chapter, I end up wanting to read another chapter rather than going back on the internet.
Yeah.
Because I'm enjoying what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Because it's about a subject I like.
I can see what you're saying. If people want to get in touch and let us know, please get in touch and let us know about your hashtag first world problems. We'll talk about them more as the show goes on. At SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
It's time for a little bit more music now. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Stars fall at my feet, keep me grounded as I reach.
Yes. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're listening to Squabblebox. We're doing about hashtag first world problems today. Get in touch, let us know yours. We'll also be talking to DDI and Eliza Rue from Fight Factory Wrestling UK just after 12 o'clock today, so make sure you stay tuned for that one. They've got lots of events coming up and they're going to tell us more just after 12 o'clock. But Maisie, we're doing about first world problems. Everyone else, send in your messages. We'll give you out the details in a little while. But another one that comes to mind for me is waiting for the train, and especially when you've got changes. Because we, when we travel home, we have to get three trains to get to...
Potentially.
Now that, potentially. And that is a first world problem on its own. Going, oh, I've got to get three trains, and but I'm still home in 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I the last time I had to get the trains from one to the other...
Yes.
From Huddersfield to Lincoln, it wasn't that bad.
No, you know, the trains, we say, oh, I've got to sit on a train for 3 hours. I've got to sit on a train which has a plug socket, a table, and a decently comfy seat.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's like for other people who don't have those privileges. And also, yeah, exactly. And also, generations before us, when you look at the trains that people used to have to travel on, especially for the economy class that we have to travel in most of the time, they weren't as good as they are now.
No. Even to be fair, Britain's trains in general, they're not that bad.
No.
It's just the debate on whether they should be privatised or not.
Which we're not going to get
into.
So save that for some other show that actually,
like the election coverage.
The election coverage, which you can find every first Wednesday of the month here on Siren FM with myself, Maisie, Andrew David, Kate and Ryan and the whole team. We love making it, and that'll be back the first Wednesday of September. Other first world problems that come to mind for you, Maisie?
Having too many clothes and not enough clothes hangers.
Oh, now that is... Yeah, that's one. I found that.
I didn't realise that you were so passionate about this, considering that you use your wardrobe as extra storage for your boxes of clothes.
Not anymore.
I used to.
You spent but now I don't.
A whole year. Your idea of a wardrobe... You had to take the bar out of the wardrobe so you could fit more boxes in.
I did. But now I use it for... I hang up some clothes, but a lot of my T-shirts I fold and I put in a drawer. And then my, jumpers and... coats and things like that hang up, but I have a limited amount of coat hangers.
The easy way to fix that:
buy more coat hangers.
Poundland,
yeah. Oh.
Poundland,
yeah. Or other pound shops are available.
Yeah, other shops are available. I feel like we haven't said that in a while.
No, we haven't. Yeah. Everything we say is the. Are the thoughts of myself and Maisie, sometimes one or the other.
Normally one or the other.
Normally one or the other. Let's face it, when do we agree? And not the thoughts of Siren FM. We do not represent the thoughts of Siren FM or any network that we post this on online.
I had an opposite problem a few weeks ago. I had too many hangers and not enough clothes to put on all of them.
Really?
Yeah, because I did a big clear out of my wardrobe.
Yeah.
I still have all of those clothes in bags waiting to go to the charity shop, but I still, I had, so I got to the point where I was putting, random T-shirts just so that I didn't have a big pile of empty hangers.
I found this as a student moving around student housing as well. You have this problem, and this is the ultimate first world problem of, I have too many things.
I own too many worldly possessions.
I've got to get rid of some of my possessions because they won't fit in my bedroom. That's one of the things where you go, you should sit there and go, I can't believe I've just said that.
See, I have the opposite issue. I don't have that many things.
No.
So I don't have, I have all of these, on my bookshelf that was built into the room, I have one row of books. But they're not fun books.
Yeah.
They're not fiction. They're all books based on the subjects I'm doing. So to make it
But you have books.
I do have books.
Yeah.
What's the problem? What?
I'm saying that's a first world problem in itself.
How is it a first world problem to not have enough books?
No, but you say it is, because there are some people that don't have any books at all. That's what I'm saying. There are so many levels to all of this. Missy's not looking impressed. Carry on with what you're saying.
No, you're ruining my story.
Go on.
You're ruining my book story. It's not even a story. Basically, what I did to make it look like I have more books, I split the books on the bookshelf so that I have half on one shelf and half on the other, and then put ornaments so it looks like there should be books there, but they're just being used at the moment.
I'm using all 15 books that could have fit on this. Yeah.
To be fair, I went to the I took out like 11 books from the library.
Yeah.
All at once, and I accidentally took one book that I don't need.
Yeah.
As well, so I actually have two of the same book. I've done that quite a few times.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Because they have different volumes of different books. This is a first world problem. When you can't tell whether it's a different book or whether it just has a different cover.
Yeah.
It's hard to find books for the subject that I'm doing. And a few times I got really excited because I thought, well, there's a book about that thing. And then, oh, there's another book. And then I had to read it and go, nope, that's the same book.
I have a Lincoln-based first world problem coming up next.
Oh, everyone I think has this problem.
And that is that my favourite ice cream parlour in Lincoln is at the top of Steep Hill. And if I want that favourite ice cream, I've got to walk up hill at a 90 degree angle. And then I've got to balance my two scoops of ice cream on a chocolate wafer as I walk down the hill and try not to spill it.
Why don't you just eat it while you're up there?
I could just eat it while I was up there. But,
no, the steep hill is a huge inconvenience.
No.
But it has so many nice shops on it, though.
Oh, it does.
Goodies is my favourite up there.
Yes,
this is the opinions of Maisie Anson.
That's the sweet shop, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
The sweet shop that I bought your sweets from.
Yes.
For your birthday.
Yeah.
It's so good in that shop. But the thing is that you really... This is another thing. There's too much choice. It's a first world problem. There's too much... Honestly, I went in thinking, I'll get like a small packet of something and like it'll only cost me like 99p and it'll be great. I went in, I saw like they have jars of everything and packets of old sweets that I remember from my childhood, and I was literally a kid in a sweet shop and I didn't know what to pick, so I just left with nothing.
I had that same thing when I went to the ice cream parlour, and I went in and I was going, right, I will just get one scoop of ice cream, and then there is so much choice that I'm there going, no, I need to get two now I have to go buy two scoops because they have chocolate, which looks really nice, but they also have banana nut crunch, which looked amazing, and it was so nice.
I'll take your word for that one.
And then I didn't even get to touch the mint choc chip, so that means I'm going to have to go up Steep Hill again to go and get the mint
choc
chip.
And on our way back down, we'll go to Goodies and we'll get some 99p sweets. But if only I can pick one.
Yes. So we are talking all about first world problems today. Keep sending in yours at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Just after 12 o'clock today, we're going to be talking to Dishonourable Dave Isaac and Eliza Rue from Fight Factory Wrestling UK, all about their upcoming events in the Lincolnshire area. They're going on tour, lots and lots to talk about. But we're going to go into a bit more music now. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
Never keep me down. scouting for girls. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. Today we're doing all about first world problems. Keep sending yours in. We love hearing from you and getting examples of what some people love to do that they've... It's one of those things. It's self-deprecating, is this? Because yeah. We are being forced to look at ourselves and go, oh, we've
been a little bit arrogant.
A little bit arrogant.
Just a little bit.
So it's fun though. It's the fun self-deprecation.
It's self-deprecation that then makes you go, actually, my life's not that bad.
Exactly.
So you know.
My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here as always with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. Remember, just after 12 o'clock today, we'll be joined by Fight Factory Wrestling. So stay tuned for that. But let's get into a few more of our first world problems that we've had sent in and that we've come up with ourselves. This one, Maisie, I like, and that is when you're recording three things on TiVo, and that means that you have to stay on one of the channels that you're recording. Or even worse, when you have a failed recording or a clash. Because that used to be a thing, because Sky Plus used to have this all the time, because you could only record one thing at a time. Mm. And if two things were recording, then it'd clash and you'd get the thing and you'd have to choose, and then you'd have to pick which one. And you don't know whether cancel cancels both of them or one of them, and you don't know which one you're choosing. And it ends up being... But then TiVo first started doing the... Now you can record three things at a time.
Yeah.
So that shows that if you're recording three things at a time and you're still getting that moment where it comes up on the screen and says, you've got to stay on this channel, else they're going to fail record, and you go, no!
Okay. But honestly, that's not something that bothers me that much.
No, it's very rare that
nearly everything's on some form of catch-up site now.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I can remember when my mum still used VHS recording.
Yeah,
And I can't remember what it was she recorded. Like, it was nearly once a week. Definitely did it once a week, and I can't remember what... I think it was Bargain Hunt.
Did you have
I'm pretty sure my mum used to record Bargain Hunt.
Did you have
She'll
your
tell
own...
me.
Did you
I'm
have
wrong.
Your own VHS tape?
No, I wasn't allowed a VHS tape.
I got given... Me and my sister both had a VHS tape to record what we wanted. And like we wrote on it, keep off. Kai's video, keep... I was proper Northern family, you know, like Peter Kay describes it.
No, it was your VHS tape.
Yeah, and I always remember that I
to
lent
be fair, that's
it.
A good way of stopping arguments, though.
Yeah, I video recorded WWE Backlash, a pay-per-view event in 2006, I believe it was, WWE Backlash, and I lent it to my friend down the street, and when I got it back, I was really looking forward to watching it again after that, and I put it in, and it got to Kane and Big Show and their big rivalry, and it was going to be a great match. I was really looking forward to it. And then as soon as we get to that moment, they're coming out to the ring and some sort of salsa size video comes on because his mum had, my mate's mum had recorded over my VHS tape by mistake, and I was so upset.
Aww.
And it still bothers me 15 years later.
Well, this is the thing, is I know that my mum and dad used to use VHS recording way later than most people, because we had a proper digital box by the time that we were still recording, because my mum recorded the first time I ever saw A Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger.
Yes.
One of my favourite films of all time. It was the first time I saw it. Was my mum recorded it on a VHS tape, but because she was recording it on VHS, she'd left the menu on at the bottom.
Oh, right.
So it cut off like the first bottom bit of the screen.
Oh, no.
For the first 20 minutes, because I walked in, saw that it was on and thought nothing of it, but thought, oh, I'll just turn the menu off. But it also meant that all of the credits at the beginning that runs at the bottom were lost.
It does.
So my mum was sat there going, I know who these actors are, and now I'm going to have to wait till the end to find out who they are.
It does sort of show you how far we've come along with technology. We, like, I've had any part in
that. We had part in purchasing it.
But if you're looking for, talking of things to record, if you're looking for something to record this evening, BBC Two Horizon is back. And it will be starring friend of the show and a good friend of mine and Maisie's, Adam Pearson. He's put together this film all about himself and his twin brother and their very different journeys with suffering from neurofibromatosis 1, also known as NF1, and I wish I'd have called it NF1 straight away so I didn't have to jumble through that word. But it's
identical twins who are affected by the same disease in different ways.
Yes, it's a really, really, for the clips that I've seen of it so far, it's a really, really interesting documentary. They went all around the world. They went to Vietnam to find out more about it and see people suffering from it there. And then they look at their own journey in a... It's funny that we mention about first world problems and the differences that they have had to overcome and deal with through their lives. So it's going to be a really, really interesting documentary. That's BBC Two tonight at 9 p.m. Horizon, My Amazing Twin, starring Adam Pearson. We're actually going to have him on in a couple of weeks to talk all about it. So that's going to be a great interview. So stay tuned for that. But back to a few more first world problems before we get out into the, before we go on to play a bit more music, Maisie. Any others that are standing out to you?
There's one that I find quite funny, which is my HDTV is too thin and the Wii sensor keeps falling off. And this is true for like any console that has motion controls.
Yes.
As well, so the Kinect and PlayStation Move, which I don't think anyone uses.
No. Yeah, I can see what you mean there.
But no, it's just it's one of those things where you get an awful lot of people complaining about video games. And it's like, and at the same time, it's one of those things of, at least you have video games.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I see so many like 12-year-old kids complaining about the fact that their Xbox had a red ring. It's like, well, I can't have an Xbox.
I am guilty at this because I remember a couple of years ago, I've been pre-ordering wrestling games every November for the last, since I was really young. And then I didn't pre-order it this past year because the 2015 version, I felt I'd been ripped off.
Had you?
Because the Xbox 360, I'm past the last generation console, Xbox 360, and the graphics and the gameplay wasn't as good on the previous generation console to the and the next generation console is the one that I felt they put all the effort into.
Did they leave you out because you had you didn't spend more money on their console?
I felt like they hadn't put enough effort into the previous generation.
Why would they?
Exactly, and I do.
If you're too cheap to buy the next generation console, then you don't deserve a good WWE game.
But it's one of those things where I do look back and I go, and when people complain about graphics, and people go, the graphics just aren't as good as some other games that are out now.
Well,
and you
this
go,
is the thing.
Look back at some of the graphics from just 10, from 5 years ago.
This is the thing, I love pixel art games.
Yes.
Games that are actually purposely made using pixels, and they make these beautiful things using it. But as well as that, I like games that aren't, I don't like realistic games.
No.
Like, I will play them. I recently played Heavy Rain, which at the time was reasonably realistic. Looking back, not so much.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But, I really love the Zeldas that you get on the DS.
Yes.
On the Nintendo DS, because they're cartoony, and the graphics on there aren't particularly good, but the storyline is really good, especially Spirit Tracks, which is a very underappreciated Zelda game. And this is a first world problem in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I like Spirit Tracks. Spirit Tracks is fun. It's you remember I bought two of those DS games and I kept referring to it as my train game.
I know, and you actually got really upset because I'd lost all my...
that was same franchise, different game, but I managed to find a glitch where it just completely shut down and the game, and I couldn't continue the game, so I had to, and I hadn't saved because I'm an idiot, and I had to go all the way back to the first temple.
And that is,
I
like
was near
said,
the end of the game.
It's a first world problem.
That's a total
I'm loving
problem.
This. We're having fun. We're talking about stuff that we realise we should really let go of these
fair,
little problems.
I did then.
They after, are funny after, to mention, though.
After that, I did then go through and play it all over again.
Yes, yeah.
So it wasn't that bad.
I had to play my game twice.
I had to play my game twice and enjoy it twice. And get through it better the second time because I knew everything then.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We hope that you are enjoying taking a trip down this lane with first world problems. Keep sending yours in. We love hearing from you. At Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. We're going to go into a little bit more music now before we head off into the news. So we'll be back just after 12 o'clock. And shortly after 12 o'clock, we will be joined by Fight Factory Wrestling UK. We're very excited to let you hear that. And we'll tell you a bit more just after the news at 12. What are we heading into now, Maisie?
We are heading into Welcome Home by Peters and Lee, which was requested by Lynn in Huddersfield.
Stay tuned to Siren FM.
I'm so alone, my love, without you. You're a part of everything I do. When you come back and you're beside me, these are the words I'll sing to you.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're listening to Squabblebox, where your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We've been with you since 11 o'clock. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. Today we've been doing all about first world problems. You can send in your first world problem suggestions too at Siren FM on Twitter. studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Apologies about that. My throat seemed to be going a little bit funny there, but it seems to be back now. We are just about to send you off into an interview that we had with Dishonourable Dave Isaac and Eliza Rue from Fight Factory Wrestling UK. We're going to delve into the wonderful, weird world of Fight Factory Wrestling UK, and they're going to tell you all about the upcoming events that they have coming up in the Lincolnshire area over the next few weeks and months. Really excited to share the interview with you. It's always great to have representatives from Fight Factory Wrestling, and we'll let you hear the interview. We'll come back and we'll tell you more about the events and remind you where you can find more details. So we're going to go into another song now and then go straight into the interview. Maisie, what are we heading into?
We are heading into an oldie but a goodie, Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. And we are joined in the studio now by representatives from Fight Factory Wrestling UK. Now, I've got to admit, guys, when I contacted Fight Factory and asked for them to send representatives, I was kind of hoping that they were going to send, you know, Dutch and Miss Rebecca, because they're the guys in charge, aren't they?
No.
No?
The idiots in charge. So basically, you're privileged to have myself, DDI and Eliza Rue in your company to do this interview, or whatever it is that's going to happen. I'm sure there's been some setup before this by them idiots that run FFW.
Okay. Well, let's start with who you are. So you guys are part of the agency in Fight Factory Wrestling.
That's right, the agency. We'll divulge as much as we see fit for that. Ask any questions. I won't answer them probably, though. Eliza might have different setup, but we've all been briefed on what to and what not to say.
Okay.
So we can make this as difficult or as easy as possible. I try not to wind me up. We've started already.
Yeah, I will admit I've been a little bit harsh, haven't I, Maisie? I think I should start to behave a little bit more and be a little bit more professional. So let's go back to... You've got a lot of events coming up and that's why you're here to promote them. Let's go back to Vendetta, which took place on the 31st of July here, at the Birchwood Leisure Centre. The agency members took on Dutch and the sensation Jamie Sparks and Joey Osborne. You guys won that match.
Obviously.
Yes.
Obviously, was there any ever doubt? Was there any doubt, Eliza, about that result?
No, absolutely not.
But you've got to admit, though, that there were some sneaky tactics taking place.
Sneaky tactics? Do you know what happened after that match? Do you know what happened?
Yeah, I vaguely remember Miss Rebecca getting involved in some
Miss
way.
Miss Rebecca getting involved. Miss Rebecca put her hands on me.
How did that make you feel?
It's not about how it made me feel. It's about how much she's going to regret her decision.
Well, I'm sure that's something to look out for on the upcoming events. So let's have a look at the upcoming events. On the 28th of August, so that's this Sunday, you have the Boiling Point Tour beginning at the Birchwood Leisure Centre, and yourself, Eliza, you'll be teaming with Dale Preston against Joey Osborne and a mystery partner who has not been announced yet. Now, Joey used to be a part of the agency. Could be considered that he was sort of the main person in the agency. Why did he have to leave the agency?
So, did you consider he's the main person in the agency? Kite, was it?
Well, he was.
Was it you?
I'm not saying it was me, but he was the Fight Factory champion.
He was, and then he became a turncoat, basically. And went running to the other side when things didn't suit him. So let's have a look at the roster. Let's look at the agency side of things. We've got Dale the Model Preston. What an absolute force he is. You've got King Kendo. You say that name, and you can put that with some of the highest names in British wrestling. Then you've got Dishonourable Dave Isaac. I'm pretty much up there as well. You've got the ladies' champion, Eliza Rue.
Yes, I've got to admit that
decorated.
That is a massive force to be reckoned with. Eliza, you have just been a dominant force in the ladies' division at Fight Factory Wrestling over the last few months.
I have. I've definitely switched it up. They've definitely had to up their game. Unfortunately for them, they haven't upped it enough. And I'm going to continue to do so.
Now, as we've seen in professional, for people who follow professional wrestling, there has been a resurgence and a what they're calling a revolution in women's wrestling. How do you feel that the women's, the ladies' division is currently in Fight Factory Wrestling?
I feel it's lacking in certain areas. I feel that, like I said, they need to up their game if they want to compete on my level. But I am happy that ladies' wrestling is becoming more prominent, and if people want to compete with me, they need to try a little bit harder, don't they?
Do you consider yourself the best in the ladies' division of Fight Factory Wrestling?
Of course I do.
Evidence speaks for itself, Kite, doesn't it? I mean, she's carrying around the gold. What more proof do you want?
You cannot argue with that, I've got to admit. Now yourself, DDI, where's your proof? Have you got any gold on your horizon?
It's not really good for radio because people can't see it, listeners. What I'm holding up here is my fist. And what Kite needs to realise is there's my evidence. And what I tend to do is I smash people's teeth down their throat. Can I say that on radio? Am I upsetting anybody? I hope so.
I'm sure it'll be okay for just after 12 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon.
I'd apologise, but it's not in my nature. But there, my evidence. I do believe that there's an upcoming bout that I'm sure is set for October the 7th that I'd be out of order for not mentioning at this time, and that is for the European Championship against the current holder, Dutch, who I've beat on our last two meetings. In fact, I've pinned him, well, at least twice, if not more.
I once again cannot argue with that, sir. You mentioned Dutch. He's been on the show before. He is an absolute veteran. He is the current European champion. Do you feel that you are on October the 7th at Body Slams to Cancer, the biggest show in Fight Factory Wrestling's calendar, are you going to beat Dutch?
Am I going to beat Dutch?
What a stupid question.
Exactly. Words right out of my mouth. My history, although you don't know much about it, I've been to some horrible places and I've fought with some horrible people, not in a squared circle. So nothing scares me in this business at all. Do I think I can beat him? Well, yeah, I've done it twice. So surely it's third time's a charm. I just walk in there, do what I need to do and get out. Yes, he's a veteran. Yes, he's established and he is the current European champion. But he's also an idiot. He's sat there basically letting this turncoat, Joey Osborne, go back into their camp and start pulling the strings. And I'm sat there from the outside, being the most intelligent person in...
Excuse me?
Well, I am. I do all that intel gathering and that. You've seen my stuff. Look at the size of my computer.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
So, all right, you're second best, all right? Yeah, Don't tell Dylan that, though, because he gets monk on.
I can deal with that.
I think I want to know a little bit more, though. What is DDI's background?
Right, I'm ex-military. I started off with all the best intentions, as you do. Unfortunately, I don't like people. And people upset me. And let's put it like this. It all came to a head one day, and a superior officer got his teeth rearranged in his mouth. And some paperwork got filled out, and I was no longer in the British Armed Forces. I then took myself abroad. I did a bit of mercenary work. Whoever's paying the right money, as long as it suits me, I do that. And I've come back now looking for a new challenge. And the new challenge is to rearrange faces of British wrestling. Because they're fighters, but they're not on the same level as fighter as I am.
DDI and Eliza Rue, a current force to be reckoned with in Fight Factory Wrestling. We're going to go into another song now, but stay tuned as we'll be hearing more from them in just a short little bit. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're listening to Squabblebox with Kai Valentine and my lovely co-host, Miss Maisie Anderson. We're still here with DDI and Eliza Rue from Fight Factory Wrestling. They've proved already that they are a force to be reckoned with and are really taking over at Fight Factory Wrestling. So, Eliza, I want to talk to you briefly about some time that you've recently spent with one of the most famous wrestling families in the country, if not the world, the Knight family.
Yes. Obviously, I have many skills. I have been working on these skills. At the end of this, I had probably one of the biggest challenges I've ever had to face, which in I actually had a match with Sweet Soraya, who is notorious, and rightly so. There are not many people I have respect for. She's definitely one of the people I do. She's terrifying, but you do what you can, and I gave that my best shot.
I've got to admit, I read everything about it, and it just seemed like you had a great shot against it. You came out on the losing end, but which I can see you're not very happy with me mentioning, but I'm sure that it was an amazing experience to step in the ring with Sweet Soraya, one of the greatest women's wrestlers in the world.
Oh, it definitely was. Like I said, there aren't many people I have respect for in this industry in regards to women's wrestling, especially in Fight Factory. So when given a chance to face someone like Sweet Soraya, I'm going to take that chance. I'm going to run with it. And if ever there's that chance again, I'm going to put in a lot more effort. And hopefully, I'll come out on the winning end.
Now, let's have a look down at some of the events that are coming up. So, once again, on Sunday, the 28th of August, that's this Sunday, will be Boiling Point at the Birchwood Leisure Centre. Eliza, we've already mentioned, you're teaming with Dale Preston, one of the biggest, baddest guys in wrestling at the minute in the UK wrestling scene, versus Joey Osborne and a mystery partner. DDI, are you on this show?
I'll be there. You can bet your bottom dollar I'll be there. Is it going to be a show if it's not got DDI on it?
That's a fair point, isn't it, Messi? do you know what you're up to yet?
I may know what I'm up to, I may not.
Do whatever DDI pleases.
Do what? Pretty much. I do believe I do get to smack someone's face in. And that idiot is, his name's Ronnie Bohr. Ronnie Bohr. He's got blue hair.
Ah, yes.
Is that him?
Yes. I believe it's Johnny Moore.
Right. No, Ronnie Bohr. Right, okay. So, yeah, I believe he looks like a Smurf. I don't know if you know who I'm on about.
Yeah, I think I vaguely know Johnny Moore.
I've been doing a bit of intel gathering, as I do going into every battle. Yeah, he's got blue hair, and he wears tight blue trousers.
Yes.
I don't feel like it's a massive challenge at the minute.
So you mentioned that you like to do some research on your opponents
Yes.
to prepare for the match. How do you, DDI and Eliza Roo, prepare for your matches?
With ladies first, do you want to...
Okay. That'd be dependent on who it is, because there are some things that I don't have to prepare for. I know I'm going to beat you. It's a given.
Like, if you were to step in the ring with... you won the title from Tegan Scott.
Yes.
Did you have to prepare to face her, or did you know that you were just going to... You had the power to beat her?
Well, I think given the matches we've had after this proves that I do have the power to beat her, and I don't need to prepare for that anymore. Of course, she's... I'll give her a juice. She's good. She's nowhere near as good as me.
Strong words there by Eliza Roo. So, DDI, how do you prepare for matches? Let's get inside the head of Dave Isaac.
Let's start with one thing, Kai. If you got in my head, you wouldn't survive. It's a war zone, mate. I was born and raised in a war zone. People don't survive here. It's for DDI only. But I will let you in on a few secrets, if you like. My armed forces background, not only was I good at knocking people out and dealing with them in that respect, but I come from a technical background. I am not scared of technology. So my intel gathering, my pre-match preparations involves obviously the physical training aspect, which is second to none. I don't even need to warm up during exercises, all right? That's how good I am, right? Secondly, I've got technology. I'm not scared of it. So my setup in my bunker, I got video footage, okay? I've got it all looking. I'm looking back at what they've done in the past. So there's nothing surprised to me, apart from idiots with blue ear. I mean, why would you do that?
I don't know.
Anyway, let's not. I digress. I'm ready for every eventuality. I've scoped my enemies out. Prepare. Failure to prepare is preparing to fail, is it not?
Very, very true point. So, you're going on tour, as we mentioned, 28th of August, Boiling Point at Birchwood Leisure Centre. The 3rd of September, the Boiling Point tour is going to Market Raisin. That'll be at Festival Hall, starting at 6:30. Then on to Gainsborough on the 9th of September, 6:30 again at the X Church. I've seen that venue. It's a fantastic venue. And then... comes along the 7th of October, which is Body Slams to Cancer. This is going to be a new venue this time at 1NK in North Highcombe at 6:30. Body Slams to Cancer. Just explain to people, this is a show that is for the Cavendish Cancer Trust. All proceeds going to that. You've raised a load of money over the past... last year you raised so much money because I remember Dutch and Miss Rebecca coming on the show to tell us about it then. Are you looking forward to Body Slams to Cancer?
Yeah, well, without a doubt, that is the biggest show on our calendar. without a doubt. Obviously, dishonouring my name, but if there's nothing more dishonourable than cancer, so anything we can do to stand up to something like that, then I'm all on board for that. That show's the biggest. You're going to get a lot and lot of talent coming across from the country. They're going to be on there for free, okay? They're not asking for anything because it's all with one thing in mind, and that's the battle against cancer. We need to raise as much money as we can to deal with this. So, I'm sure Eliza will back me up. To appear on a stage that big, it's a privilege.
It definitely is, especially when you're fighting against something like cancer.
One thing I like about this is that even though there are differences between the agency and Dutch and Miss Rebecca and that lot, you, even though you'll be fighting on that show, you both know that you are fighting for the good cause of raising money for cancer.
Yes.
Exactly. And that is the main point of that experiment, if you like.
So there's going to be another show coming up just after that, though, the 13th of October. This is going to be Civil War in Lincoln at 7:30, only just around the corner from the studio here at the Engine Shed. Now, I remember as I was told about this, as soon as I saw all the posters go up, I thought, wow, the Engine Shed, that's a fantastic venue for professional wrestling.
Brilliant. I've been in the Engine Shed before long now to watch various musical artists in there. I know the size of the venue. It's going to be different, definitely different. It's going to be something I've never experienced
and
before.
This is going to be an over 18 show.
It is. So there might be a few swears in it, I think.
Yes, because Fight Factory Wrestling, on a whole, when you put on the normal shows at the Birchwood Leisure Centre, when you go to them at the X Church or Festival Hall or 1NK, you normally have a family-friendly product. They've always been great for the families, but this one is a little bit different. It's for the over 18s, and I really cannot wait for this event.
You're going to see a different side to FFW, and that's not a bad thing. That's not saying that we're holding back for the normal shows at all. It's saying we're going to have a different type of way of dealing with business on that night.
It sounds like it's going to be a great event, and the UK hooligans, Roy and Zach Knight, are going to be there for that event.
Again, big names that I'm sure Eliza's had dealings with.
They're very good at what they do, and I think everyone in attendance will agree after watching this show that it's definitely going to be worth the money. It's definitely going to be worth coming to see, and it says it in the name. It's going to be a war.
It is going to be a war, and who's better qualified to lead the agency on this side than DDI.
Is that your aim for the future then, DDI? You are now the leader of the agency.
I think it's evolution. You're right, the cream rises to the top, Kite, and I can't stop from bobbing up the top there. So I think it's just a natural selection, really.
Eliza, where do you see your future in Fight Factory Wrestling? You're the ladies champion. Where do you go from here?
I retain my title for a very long time, and I keep dominating the ladies' division until someone actually gives me a challenge.
Well, strong words there by Fight Factory Wrestling. As we say, they've got a ton of events coming up, so you must be able to get down for one of them. I've been there myself a lot, and they put on a fantastic family-friendly event every single time. Also, remember that the Civil War show on the 13th of October will be over 18s only. That'll be at the Engine Shed. But the other shows that are coming up are Boiling Point at Market Raisin Festival Hall. They'll also be at the Birchwood Leisure Centre, Gainsborough X Church, and then the big show Body Slams to Cancer, North Highcombe at 1NK. You can find out more by going to linkswrestling.uk and finding them on Facebook. All the details will be there, and follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren. Give us a like and we'll share all the details as well. I would like to thank you both for coming on the show. It's always great to get some representatives from Fight Factory Wrestling UK. Have you got any final words for the listeners?
Well, I'd like to say it's been a pleasure, Kite, but between you and Mabel, I've got better things to be doing than this, so I'm off.
Yeah, nothing else. Absolutely nothing else to say to you.
Stay tuned to Siren FM.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
we go. That was a brilliant interview once again from Fight Factory Wrestling. We would like to thank Dishonourable Dave Isaac and Eliza Rue for coming down. A little delve into the wonderful world that is
terrifying
Fight Factory.
Delve.
A terrifying delve for Maisie. Maisie, as you've probably noticed, was a little bit quiet for the last 25 minutes. But the reason being, you're not well clued in on professional wrestling.
Partly I'm not well clued in professional wrestling, partly because I was terrified for that the entire 20 minutes that we interviewed them for.
Well, they were quite intimidating figures. They are part of the agency, one of the biggest, baddest groups in Fight Factory Wrestling today.
But I have a feeling that you're going to reveal something I said literally not 2 minutes
yes,
ago.
That was the Rock's theme tune, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, because you pointed it out to me, and I was like, I know some stuff. I know that's
and
the Rock.
And you said you actually quite liked it.
It's a good bit of Rock.
But
I
then
like it.
Maisie turned around and went, so the Rock, he doesn't really do the wrestling thing anymore, does he? And I went, well, he does. He comes back for about three times a year to do little appearances, and he does a match maybe once every 2 years. And Maisie was like, but he's not part. You say what you just said.
He's not there. For like the entire league.
The League of Wrestling. Oh wow.
Okay, so that. It's not the league. Is it it's a tournament?
There are
fractions.
Sometimes they do have tournaments, but mainly it's just they just fight and they get championship
so there's no
matches.
Like so it's not like in Robot Wars where they have four then two.
Sometimes there are tournaments, like there's a cruiserweight tournament at the moment called the Cruiserweight Classic, which is all the best wrestlers from around the world who are under 115 pounds.
Yeah, and I know
pounds.
That there's this one thing that you told me about where they where two people start, and every time you get knocked out, someone else comes in instead. And it's like...
the Royal Rumble, are you trying to describe? Yes. Yeah. It's sort of, yeah, every 90 seconds someone comes in, and then the person who's in
the
ring at the end...
You bully me for not knowing wrestling
things. You've done
quite
well. I'm impressed that you know what the Royal Rumble is, Maisie.
I could probably point at a couple wrestlers and tell you what their name is.
We played WWE...
I didn't play it. I watched other people play it.
The PlayStation game.
I have to admit, the funniest thing about that is because at the beginning of the summer, my boyfriend bought a PS3 secondhand because they're reasonably cheap now, and it meant that we had something to do over the summer.
Yes.
So along with that, we bought a couple of games secondhand. Some stuff that I remember playing as a kid, some new stuff that we haven't played before, and we got the wrestling 2013.
Yes.
Mainly for you, because we knew that you'd recently bought two wrestling games secondhand that didn't work.
Yeah.
So we thought, we'll buy you something that you can play with and that's for you, that you can enjoy. I didn't realise that this meant that my boyfriend would then spend most of his time making characters.
I'm not going to lie, he said to me that night when he came home with it, once you went out the room, he went, to be honest, I've bought it because I really want to start making characters
yeah.
in the creation suite.
He just keeps making characters. He plays dress-up, basically. And this is the thing, this is one of the first world problems I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Me and my sister, every time that we start a game, when we were kids, if we were playing a game and there was a customizable character... We spent ages customising the character to the point where my dad got so frustrated that he kept referring to it as playing dress-up.
I was never into the creating of the characters.
I love making the characters look good. If I ever have Sims, it takes me hours to finish making it, especially with The Sims 3, because you can pick the colour of everything.
Yes. If you're just tuning in now, we are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren 107.3 FM. We're going to be with you until about 1 o'clock today, so another 12 or 13 minutes before we head off into the news. And we are talking all about first world problems. You can send in yours at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page, page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Now, we've had a few sent in
we
already.
These are great.
Over Facebook, we got one from Gary from Huddersfield who says, there's a big, big problem when you go to the toilet and you have to lift the seat up when the last person leaves you with the and when the last person leaves you with the end of the toilet roll. Maisie, you've had
I actually did have this complaint to you earlier.
Yes, but we're not going to touch on that now because that would just take too long.
It's a run for another day.
Leaving the toilet seat up, it is a first world problem.
It is.
It's annoying. I can understand if I go into your mind of having to sit. But then again, even when I have to...
To be honest, now this is a thing that I noticed is basically I grew up in a house with three women and one man,
yes,
which was my dad. And the situation was is that we never had a go at my dad for leaving the toilet seat up, mainly because when you enter into our bathroom, you enter facing the toilet,
right,
so you can see whether it's up or not.
Yeah.
Plus, also, it seems like a silly thing to get annoyed about.
Yeah.
Only personally, I can understand why other people get annoyed by it, because especially if it's a sort of drowsy morning and you're not really paying attention.
Yes. And we won't go into the rest of Gary's email message because that could be deemed as sexist. So we're going to go on to the next one from Lynn in Huddersfield, who says her first world problem is that my garden is only half trimmed around the edges as the wire on the... it's trimmed around the edges as the wire on the strimmer is ridiculously short and I don't have long enough extension cable.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sounds like a genuine problem. A half-trimmed garden. How are you going to survive, Lynn?
Well, here comes...
Thank you for those messages, guys.
Well, there's another one from Huddersfield. Beth in Huddersfield,
yes,
has a message in saying...
Huddersfield have a lot of first world problems.
Yeah, Huddersfield is the... It's where all the first world problems are at. And she has said that she's had two different first world problems this morning alone.
Oh.
Firstly, I forgot that the Bake Off was back on last night.
No.
So I'm having to do an active spoiler avoidance until I can get it on iPlayer, which means that I can't check my favourite news website. And worse than that...
How can it get worse than that?
My browser no longer has the email option via the Siren FM online app, so I have to go all the way to my email account to send this.
Oh, well, the website is being worked
that's a huge first world problem, though, is flicking through apps.
Yes.
And apps that don't continue playing while you're doing something else.
Yeah, that was one thing. Like YouTube, the thing that annoys me as well is like when you watch something on BBC iPlayer, you can minimise the screen and it go around. And like I don't know how I lived before that.
Yeah,
and then I go to YouTube and I can't do the same thing. And I think, come on, right? I think that if certain other websites can do it, YouTube, you can do it as well.
Well, this is the other thing, is I have this issue now where I don't like the awkward silence between browsing. So say that you're watching a YouTube video and
yes,
you think, I'm kind of bored of this, I should go find something else. But I don't turn the one I'm bored of off because I don't like having the awkward silence while I'm trying to find something new.
Yeah.
So, but and that ends up being that it actually gets more interesting, and I end up watching the whole thing anyway, but with two tabs open.
Let's go into a couple more first world problems. I've got one here saying, I could never find anything with my name on it when I was a child.
Me and you, we both have this problem.
This is one thing that myself and Maisie definitely agree on. My name being Kai and being spelt K-A-I, and Maisie's being Maisie and being spelt M-A. A-I-S-I-E.
The proper way, I guess.
The proper way. I think that's the thing. I grew up with, there was two girls at my school called Maisie, and they were both spelt like you.
Yeah.
So I always thought, well, that's the main way to spell
it. That's the way you're supposed to spell. To be fair, I have, and I think I've probably told this in Squabbox before, I have done a horrible thing to someone once, where while angry at a girl who was also called Maisie, not for any of...
You have told this story before.
It wasn't her fault I was angry, it was actually my friend's fault I was angry, but I took it out on this poor girl. And I was gotten to the point where I was just fed up. It was a bad evening. And I just turned around to her and went, yeah, it's really interesting because I just find it strange that your parents spelt your name wrong. It's not your fault. And then I think I just walked away.
I remember when I found I was in Toys R Us here in Lincoln with my friend with our good friend Becky, and we found a ruler a light up ruler thing that said Kai on it, and I was so like happy about it that Becky bought it for me because she was like, Kai, this moment will never happen again.
My grandma did the same thing for
and
me.
You know what? It's going to become a more regular name because since Kai Rooney. Kai Rooney, Wayne Rooney's kid. The people come up to me and go, Kai, and they go, your name's Kai, like Kai Rooney. And I go, yes, but I am
20
like
years
15,
old.
I'm like 15 years older than him, possibly a little bit more.
Well, I have the same situation with Maisie Williams.
Yes.
Who plays Arya Stark. She seems lovely. I would love to meet her one day, but when I first found
weird
out,
little caveat in the middle of that, yeah. But yeah, fair enough.
But the thing is that the reason why I say this is because I actually, the first time I found out her name was Maisie, and it is spelt the same way mine is I actually got a little bit angry because it's like, wait a minute, no, because your name's Maisie and you're younger than me and you're more successful than me. That's not fair. As if for some reason she should be less successful than me just because we have the same name.
I've got one more that I came up with when I was... I came up with this last night when I was sat thinking about it, and it's something that genuinely went across my mind whilst I was browsing the web. When you're on Amazon and Amazon suggests things that you've already bought... That is
actually that's another thing. I keep getting adverts. I constantly get adverts for Visit Lincoln.
Yeah, I do that, and people like.
Yes, I don't need to visit it. It's outside my door.
Come and see Lincoln. Come to the university open day, and I go. I'm already at the university.
Work the university open day.
Stop marketing. I remember I had an arts management lecture with Craig Murray, the director of the LPAC, the creative director, and he turned around to me and he said, "Do any of you guys get any links to the LPAC coming up on your Facebook?" And we go, "No," and he goes, "Good, I'm doing my job." Right.
Yeah, because
why would I want to market to you guys? You find out about it anyway.
Do you find it a bit creepy when you get Amazon? Like, obviously, because Amazon track what certain people look for on certain IP addresses. And do you get creeped out when the adverts down the side of a browser are the things that you searched for earlier that day?
I do, especially when you go, oh wow, I like, oh wow, that was meant to be a secret. Because that's one of the things, like, if I'm getting someone a birthday present and then they go on my iPad and see the adverts for stuff and they go, why are you looking for that?
Like, that's a bit strange.
We've got time for a couple more.
I've got
another one here. When you spend less than £3 on your debit card and they charge you 15p for using it.
Terrible.
It's terrible. You find that here in
I tend to do it, because I don't tend to buy much at a time.
Yes.
But as well as that, just moving things along.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've had a recent thing where for some reason my pillows feel deflated all of a sudden. Like, they're not as firm as they used to be, and they're too soft, and they don't really do a pillow job anymore.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where sorting the bed out properly... last night, I realised that I'd scrunched them up into a huge ball just so that... and these are, like, they're pretty nice pillows as they are, even if they're not as firm as they used to be. But during the night, I've been scrunching them up and scrunching them up so that there's more for my head to rest on.
This inanimate object is not doing its job correctly. I've had them
for like 3 years, though, so why am I suddenly surprised?
One final one to finish us off, and I think it's my favourite one yet. Another one from Lynn in Huddersfield.
Better be a good one.
Lynn in Huddersfield says, when I'm listening to Squabblebox online on my phone and some inconsiderate person rings me and it cuts you off.
Yeah, my mum has that issue whenever she's listening.
So we are about to finish up here for the week here at Siren FM. Squabblebox has been a brilliant episode today. We've really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone who sent in your messages. If you want to listen back to any of our previous shows or listen back to this one, you can find us on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can also find out more by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk and finding more about all the other great shows that are taking place right here on Siren FM. Thank you very much to Fight Factory Wrestling UK, DDI and Eliza Rue for coming on today and letting us into the weird and wonderful world of Fight Factory Wrestling.
I have to admit, I've learned a lot.
You've learned a lot.
I might have to go to a show and see what the league's all about.
You need to come to the Over 18 show with me at the engine
chair. Yeah, I want to.
So let's run down the date. 28th of August, this Sunday, is Boiling Point at the Birchwood Leisure Centre here in Birchwood, just outside of Lincoln. The 3rd of September, the Boiling Point Tour stops at Market Raisin. That's at Festival Hall, 6:30. Then on to Gainsborough on the 9th of September. Then the big show, Body Slams to Cancer, on the 7th of October. That's at North Highcombe's 1NK, 6:30. All proceeds going to charity. Everyone's giving their time. It's a fantastic event, and we'll tell you more about that as the weeks go on. DDI himself will be facing the European champion Dutch then the 13th of October here at the Engine Shed in Lincoln, 7:30, Civil War. That's an over 18 show. All their other shows are for family friendly product. However, that over 18 show is going to be something completely different, with the UK hooligans Roy and Zach Knight from the famous Knight family. They're going to be in attendance and wrestling on that one. So thank you everyone for tuning in today. We've had a great time. It's time for Kai. We're going to be pre-recorded on Monday, but there'll still be a show 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. so join us for that, and then I'm going to go away for a few days and be back next Thursday at 11 a.m. and we'll see what we're talking about then, won't we, Maisie?
We can try.
So thank you everyone for tuning in today, and stay tuned to Siren FM. Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Wrestlecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Luchat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, the Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.